Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina here and Ruth Ann is on the line. Morning, Ruth Ann. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
Do you know, I think I interviewed you many years ago. You were probably about 12 at the time when you were starting off. I think you were still in school even when you got into songwriting. You started very early, didn't you?
Yes, I was. I was very young, and we won the Jacob contest when I was 17. So just as I was doing my leaving cert, we won that. And then, I was off to LA and started being a songwriter, and then back to being an artist. And then now Irish Women in Harmony.
Yeah, brilliant. So it's worked out for you, which is good to know, because a lot of people try it, don't they? And they decide they want to be a songwriter or a singer. And it can be hard, can't it?
Yeah, it is very hard. It's hard to do. I mean, yeah, it's really hard. The music industry is hard no matter what way you look at it, especially when you're from Ireland, because it's, you know, such a small industry and you're trying to break out. And so I'm just so blessed and grateful that I've been able to have the opportunities I've had, and I went to LA and I worked really hard and just worked really hard and fought for my place.
I'll give you an opportunity now to do a bit of name dropping. Let's do it, Ruth Ann. Who have you worked with?
I prefer when other people say it.
Okay, right. Okay, let's go for it. Yeah. All right, there is a certain Britney Spears song that you worked on. Tell me about that one.
Work, B-I-T-C-H. That one.
Oh yeah.
Nile Horan song.
Nile Horan, like Slow Hands, amazing song.
John Legend, I just was nominated for a Grammy with him, and One Direction stuff, and Martin Garrix, In the Name of Love, and JoJo Too Little Too Late. And yeah, I've been really fortunate.
Nothing
in my career.
Much
I don't
like.
Want to keep going, so I feel like
And you toured with Alanis Morissette. I mean, come on.
Yes, and Hozier. Yes, I've been very, as an artist, it's been amazing as well to tour with such amazing artists.
And you're from Dublin, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from Donegal.
Up the road from me as well. So listen, Irish Women in Harmony is fantastic. I've been seeing the videos social media all over the last week or so, and actually also saw you on Claire Byrne Live as well. They played the video at the end, which was a lovely, lovely tribute, because it is shocking to think that there's been a 25% rise in domestic violence during this COVID-19 lockdown. But I'd well believe it, because people are at home, they're in each other's pockets the whole time. I would imagine there's alcohol involved sometimes too. It's been very stressful for people, but I can imagine what it must be like for somebody who's cooped up in a house with somebody they don't want to be with.
Yeah, no, that's why I think we really chose to support Safe Ireland and these women and children, primarily women and children, because we just felt like home at the moment in lockdown was meant to be the safe place for everyone. It's like, stay home, stay safe. And to think of all those people who are suffering from domestic violence, from people in their own households, 24 hours in lockdown, I just with no escape and no one to talk to. And those statistics are only the people who've come forward. Imagine the amount that aren't coming forward. And we just wanted to give those people a voice and just let them know that, like, they are supported. You know, it's women supporting women. And it's also to the men out there who suffer from domestic violence, because we know it's not just women and children, but it is primarily women and children in Ireland.
And it's more than actual physical violence as well. There's this coercive control where the partner might control the finances, where you literally aren't allowed to have any money in your pocket. So you don't have your getaway money, as they used to call it years ago, your runaway money.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. The runaway money. That's the thing. People are trapped. They just feel trapped and they don't feel like there's anywhere to go. And Safe Ireland provides that safe space and protects the women and children. And so it's so important. Charities like that really suffered during the lockdown as well. Mm. If you text Safe to donate €4 to 5300, if you just text that number, €4 goes out. It's a cup of coffee, but you could literally be saving someone's life.
It could start off as the partner telling you not to wear a particular type of clothing, or not be wearing so much makeup,
and normally
and criticizing them about things that they do, making them feel low and like they've no self-worth. And then there's no way out.
Yeah, and then before you know it, you're trapped, and then the emotional abuse can turn to violent abuse, and that's when it gets really scary. We need to now highlight it, and we need to understand that this is going on in our country. A lot of people are kind of surprised by the figures, but this is going on, it's still going on, and we need to put a stop to it.
Okay, so what you've done is you've gotten a load of amazingly talented women together, and you have all the contacts really being in the music business. So these are all female singers and artists and musicians in Ireland. Who have you gotten together to record
the song? I have over 40 artists and musicians. We've the trailblazers from like Caroline Corr from The Corrs, Imelda May, Lisa Hannigan, Moya Brennan, Roisin and Una Healy and Anya Cahill. I mean, I could keep going. Leisha, Amy, Soleil, Erica Cody, Tuluma Kay.
Did I see Lyra on there as well?
Lyra's on there.
Yeah, we had her on the show before.
There's literally so many of us on it that I could keep going. There's literally 32 Irish female artists and 7 Irish female musicians.
Oh, my life is changing every day in every possible way. And oh,
I just started DMing all the women, like everyone kind of started DMing other people, and then 6 days later we had a deadline of literally 6 days to get this done.
Oh, no pressure at all then.
No, it was definitely a challenge for me to get this over the line in the deadline. And also when Erica suggested Dreams by the Cranberries, it was like I immediately could hear how I wanted to produce it. I didn't want to do a karaoke version. I wanted it to be our own version. It was a bit of a technical nightmare because some people sang into phones, and like the strings you hear are recorded into an iPhone, and some of the vocalists sang into their phones and their laptops. So it definitely was a technical challenge, but we did it.
Well, congratulations. Well done on coming up with such a brilliant idea. I hope it all brings in so much money for Safe Ireland. We'll hopefully have you on again, Ruth. Thanks a million.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. This is Something for the Weekend. Bye. It's Classic Hits.